Chancellor Ling, members of the Board of Governors, President Nelson, members of Cabinet, faculty and staff, honoured guests, family and friends, and fellow graduates. I'm honoured to be asked to speak here on behalf of the graduating class today. Every graduate here today has a unique story to share as to how God has worked in their lives. I was born in Northern Ireland. Growing up, I experienced the hatred that existed between Catholics and Protestants. And as a disillusioned young man of 24, I left Ireland and came to this great country of Canada. I had no friends or family to welcome me to this great city. My first job was in Canadian Tire pit stop. I remember working down the pit, long hours, crying out to the Lord, "Lord, why did you bring me to this country to have me work down a pit like this?" And the Lord encouraged me with these words. He said, "Robert, this is not the end. The best is yet to come." As graduates today, I am sure we can look back and testify and thank God for his faithfulness, even in the difficult circumstances of life. I first came to this school 38 years ago when it was called Ontario Bible College. I was part of the first class that joined OBC on the Ballyconner Court campus in 1976. And one of the great blessings of being a part of this school is the lifelong relationships that are formed. I met my wife Sheila at Ontario Bible College. Back then we fondly called it Ontario Bridal College. It was here I also met two key leaders from Kenya, and through their encouragement, we set off a year after our marriage to live and work in Kenya and Tanzania, where we lived for 12 years. Today, Tyndale is one of the most multicultural, if not the most multicultural, seminary in North America. It provides an intercultural learning context for engaging students from many different cultural backgrounds. And so I encourage you, the graduating class, to maintain and to develop those relationships as you continue your life and ministry journey. One of the great blessings of studying at Tyndale is the faculty. Not only do they teach well in the classroom, they also coach and mentor outside of it. I came to Ontario Bible College as a mature student, and I still remember faculty like Glenn Taylor, Gorge Stevens, John Franklin, Donald Leggett, taking the time to develop my research and study skills and nurturing my walk with the Lord. Having just completed this doctoral program, I can testify that our faculty still have that commitment of helping students to succeed in their studies, life, and ministry. My personal thanks to Drs. Bramer, Chapman, and Grinnell. I encourage you, as fellow graduates, do not leave this place without personally thanking faculty and staff who have made such a huge impact on your life. I also want to thank the Tyndale staff who work so tirelessly behind the scenes. We know your sacrificial commitment to the Lord and to Tyndale is having a kingdom impact. Like most graduates here today, I could not have succeeded without the support of my spouse, family, and friends. And for those who help in this journey, to your support and prayers, we as graduates say a heartfelt thanks. If you walk the halls of Tyndale, you'll not only see people from many different cultural groups, but also from many different age groups. The millennials, the Generation X, the baby boomers are all part of the student body. What an opportunity we have had to learn and listen from one another. I remember 4 years ago, President Nelson and Dean Clark challenging me to enroll in the doctoral program at Tyndale. I confess that my first response was a hearty Irish laugh and to say, "Why would I do such a thing? If I did, I'd be graduating just about the official retirement age of most Canadians." But then I remembered the words that the Lord gave to me down that Canadian pit, where he said, "Robert, this is not the end. The best is yet to come. My friends, I can testify you are never too old to study at Tyndale, and it's my prayer that my doctoral studies, together with my colleagues, will make a huge impact in our legacies after we leave this place. Lastly, Tyndale is situated in the most multicultural city in the world. God is bringing representatives of the nations to live on our doorstep, and for 8 years, I have had the privilege of directing Tyndale Intercultural Ministry Center. As Dr. Chapman said, the vision of our center is the church from all nations, bringing Christ to all nations. The exciting thing about Tyndale is its vision to equip the whole church for taking the whole gospel to the whole world. And through Tyndale Seminary and Lifelong and Open Learning Center, Tyndale is training Christian lay leaders from the nations of our world gathered in Toronto to reach the nations, both from our doorstep to the ends of the earth. Thank you, Tyndale, for your missional vision. Fellow graduating students, faculty, friends, and family gathered here today, with one voice, we say thank you, Lord, for Tyndale, for its dedication in training Christian leaders for effective ministry in our complex and ever-changing multicultural world. Our prayer and hope for Tyndale is this: this is not the end, that the best is yet to come. May God bless you, the graduating class, as you step out to serve him in the years ahead. Thank you.